Hello, this is John with Saul's message for Sunday, August 1st, 2021. Today he is again reminding us that there is only love, that we are love. Love never imposes or forces itself on anyone. Here in the spiritual realms, we are watching over you lovingly and enthusiastically as you continue your rapid and unstoppable progress towards your awakening, which is now very close. Yes, the mainstream media is constantly reporting on news that encourages fear and alarm, events and happenings that are mostly of a collective karmic nature that need to be fully acknowledged and released. But the truth is that there is much to uplift and inspire you occurring worldwide as well that is not being widely reported. Stuff continues to arise in everyone's awareness, often painfully, for recognition, forgiveness, and release, and you are all doing great work as you deal in the present with this ancient, painful, and horribly shaming but unreal baggage. It is not fun, and it is not enjoyable, but it has to be done so that you can fully open your hearts to love, and your success in dealing with it and completely releasing it is divinely assured. You are never alone. To be alone, even though you may well feel that you are alone, is impossible. There is only oneness with Source, Mother, Father, God, love. There is nothing else. Therefore, relax into your holy inner space whenever you feel threatened, dismissed, unseen, unheard, or abandoned, and open your hearts to the love residing there. Love is always within you, waiting for you to welcome it into your awareness, into your presence. Love loves you. Love is you. But you mostly block it from your awareness because you feel unworthy, not good enough, a sinner, someone who is unacceptable and unlovable. This feeling arises from an inner sense of personal shame, possibly denied and deeply buried, that is an aspect of being human and separate, and which is completely invalid. However, it is fervidly clung to because you so often compare yourselves to others who appear to you to be more competent, more successful, more beautiful, more spiritual or more lovable than you believe yourselves to be. Release your hold on that completely invalid belief about yourselves and about any others you have judged or are judging in a like manner. You are all, without any exceptions, the beloved children of God, always and forever. Cease allowing yourselves to believe otherwise. To do so is to be out of alignment with the will of God. And yet you pray, Father, not my will, but only yours be done. All that you need to do is allow, and then the divine will flows through you constantly, just as divinely intended. You just need to get out of the way. Many who are aware that they are on a spiritual path, every human is on a spiritual path, spend untold amounts of time intellectually attempting to learn and understand God's will for them. Doing that is a waste of time. Simply be, and love will flow through you because it is God's will. It truly is very simple. Relax, accept yourselves, forgive yourselves for any and all errors and misdeeds, and allow yourselves to love yourselves just as you are. God does, in every moment, and without break or interruption. You honor God by doing the same. Many of you have children whom you dearly love, and even if you are not always loving towards them, or disapprove of some of their attitudes and behaviors, you never cease to love them. Therefore, understand and accept that God's love for you is infinite and unchanging, and make time and space available to yourselves daily to go within to your holy inner sanctuaries, where love awaits your willingness to receive it. Love has infinite patience and will wait as long as is necessary for your willingness to arise and invite it to join with you in joyous oneness. Your willingness to welcome love into yourselves cannot be permanently withheld, because your will and the divine will are one. The resistance or blockage that you have been maintaining as you live a life in form, the feelings of unwillingness to enter the divine presence, are in the process of dissolving. You can delay this process, but why would you? You pray to Mother, Father, God for love and forgiveness, and yet there is nothing to forgive because you are eternally, unconditionally loved, because love is unconditional. It is you who make conditions. When I am good enough, when I have ceased sinning, when I honor God in every moment, because you feel unworthy, but absolutely no one is unworthy of God's love. You have free will. Love never imposes or forces itself on anyone, so when you choose and allow yourself to accept God's love for you, you will experience it because it has never been withdrawn from you. You are eternally in love's presence, so forgive yourselves for holding out against it, for refusing to accept it, and open your hearts and receive the unimaginably magnificent and infinite field of love that is all that is, to embrace and envelop you now. With so very much love, Saul.